Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 25th, 2015. Well, we made it to Christmas Day. We've taken a look at the origin story of the humble candy cane. We considered the myriad versions of Santa Claus legends and folklore and how they're connected. We learned about eggnog, Christmas carols, and wrapping paper, the December solstice, and we heard the nativity story as found in the book of Luke in the Bible. There are two thoughts I want to leave you with today. You ready? Yes, that is the sound of a reindeer. Now I'm going to tell you briefly about the reindeer police. They are a part of the Norwegian police service in the counties of Troms and Finnmark. And before you get all excited picturing reindeer in the official police uniform of Norway, the reindeer police are humans, and they are responsible for security related to the reindeer herding of the indigenous Sami people. The other thought is a memory of a terrible and wonderful Christmas, 101 years ago. It started on Christmas Eve in several spots along the Western Front in World War I. German troops had lit candles around their trenches and sang Christmas carols. The British responded by singing their carols. Soon the two sides were shouting Christmas greetings across the both literal and political divide. Eventually, a few brave souls ventured into no man's land. And the next day, Christmas Day, 1914, the dead that had lain unreachable due to enemy fire were retrieved and buried by both sides, together, with prayers and the 23rd Psalm read in both English and German, the Germans on one side, the English on the other, with officers at the front, every head respectfully bared. Throughout the day, they exchanged food, tobacco, and sometimes alcohol. Some small talk was possible in English, a language enough German enlisted soldiers spoke to make this possible. In several places, they kicked around a soccer ball or a stuffed bag standing in for one. In 2004, in a village 100 miles north of Paris, a commemorative soccer game was played by two teams comprised of people from the nations whose soldiers faced each other in 1914. The game was held to raise money for a monument to the Christmas truce. "I am very touched by this idea," said Christian Carrion, the organizer of the event, "because on the earth there is no monument to fraternization. There is always a monument for victory, and where there is a victory, there is a defeat. But a monument about fraternization, there is not one anywhere." The Christmas Truce Memorial was erected and unveiled in Frolignan, France, on November 11, 2008. But I think we can take it a step further. What if we were each a memorial to the Christmas Truce? To the idea that we can allow our brother and sisterhood, we can explore our differences and similarities, and realize that we are all made of the same human stuff. We're all connected. Then we can embrace it and celebrate it, and it'll be kind of like Christmas every day.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. As always, Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.